Blog Talk Radio.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were all meant to shine as children do. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same, as we are liberated from our own fear. Our presence automatically liberates others.
Good morning, good afternoon, and welcome to Peace Talks with your host, Audrey Scott Williams, here on Now Time Radio. We have a very important show. I feel it's quite important because it's about the nuclear power plant, TEPCO, in Japan that was damaged March 2011, caused with the earthquake there, causing lots of radiation to enter not only through the ground but into the ocean. And it has resulted in not only the first two, then three plants going, but then also, or reactors, then also the number four reactor. So it just continued to compound. And now we are finding a lot of mixed commentary on the impact of Fukushima. And if you do your research, just Google Fukushima with Google, you can see all of the different reports. However, one of the things that you begin to, as you sift through a very scary consequence of what has happened here now 2 years later, 2.5 years, is that I'm going to quote from the activistpost.com, and I encourage you to go to that site. Every single day, 300 tons of radioactive water from Fukushima enters the Pacific Ocean. That means that the total amount of radioactive material released from Fukushima is constantly increasing, and it is steadily building up in our food chain. Now, we're going to talk about more specific information on that in a moment, but what my next guest offers us, Mataji, who is one of my personal spiritual guides and mentors in this journey that we call life, who has dedicated her life to doing ocean ceremonies for years now, she has called forward prayers to help us to balance this energy and, you know, in an indigenous way, to bring harmony means to bring balance. And so without further ado, I want to introduce Mataji from the Eagle Wings of Enlightenment Center. You can find out about what's happening at the Eagle Wings of Enlightenment Center by Googling eaglewingsofenlightenment.org. Mataji, welcome to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio.
Greetings to everyone, and blessings to you, Audrey. And thank you for all that you have done for humanity through all of your walks and all the good news that you bring out to the world, to the blog talk.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Let's just jump right in here because I think this issue is so important. And although we have a half hour on this segment, I would like to do a couple of more segments as we continue to awaken our communities to what's really happening in the Pacific Ocean and how that can potentially impact each and every one of us. Why was this so important to you at this time?
Well, as you have mentioned, for the last 25 years, I, myself, and other women have gone on every full moon unbroken to make prayers and offerings for all of humanity, for the waters, for the trees, for the animals, for the two-legged, for the ancestors, for all the ones that fly in the sky, and also for the peace and harmony throughout the communities. This past full moon on October 18, which was Friday morning, and we normally go before the sunrise, And over the years, I have been connected with the Sacred Mother, Mother Yemaya, who comes and also be there when we're making the offerings. This time, she did not come. And so I inquire, where was she? And she said that she was in the depths of the ocean and that the radioactivity has infiltrated down into the depths of the ocean, all the way down into the mineral kingdom. Well, in the Yoruba tradition, the mineral kingdom is called Olokun, the sacred guardians of the mineral. So at the bottom of the depths in the ocean, she said Olokun now is upset because there had been so much intensity of the radioactivity taking place in the floors of the ocean. At the same time, there was two black vulture that was residing on top of the ocean waters. And I said, why you have come? And they said, I have come, we have come for the dead. So I looked around to see if there was anyone dead on the beach, and there was no one dead. And then they motioned their beaks and put it under the water, and then I realized that they were talking about dead inside of the ocean. So they hung around for a couple of more seconds, and then they flew off. And so I figured that they were only a messenger that have come to show me and tell me that there is dead inside the ocean. So we made our prayers and we made our offerings. And then and as we backed up out of the waters, I noticed to my right, I saw dead human bodies. And I said, oh, someone did not put the body into the water. The body is coming up out of the water. And I knew that this was to be for the future because there was no one literally dead there at the water on the beach at that time. But it only was a forewarning of what can happen in the future. So then we went back and made the closing prayer. And then when I came in back to at the center, I went inside my inner, and I felt my inner, there was a lot of movement. Because being connected with the ocean for so long, my body becomes sensitive to the movement of the waters. And there was a lot of movement, and it would not stop. And so I prayed. We had more prayers in the evening on the full moon. And then I did more prayers for the waters and the creatures and the message from the Mother Yemaya. And then Sunday I prayed. Then Sunday afternoon I prayed with another group that's aware of Fukushima activity. And then when I got back to the center, my inside still was moving a lot. And then I prayed on Monday morning. And on Monday morning is where I got to stop the prayer at that moment and now receive the message. And this message is called for all people worldwide to join us in praying for the Mother Ocean and praying for all the creatures inside of the ocean, and also that give man the knowledge to deal with this radioactivity properly. And so this activity can stop going into the water ocean, and at the same time that we must respect the waters, we must respect the creatures in the waters, we must respect this Mother Earth.
Very, very important message right now. You know, Mataji, as you were speaking, I could, it's like you took me to the beach with you. I could feel that presence. What are some of the things that you recommend as we all put our prayers to Mother Earth and to the ocean? What do you recommend that we do? Are there things that we can organize in our communities, or there prayer vigils that we can initiate? What do we do specifically?
Okay. Well, specifically, let me read, if you don't mind. I like to read what came about, materialized on that following Monday after the full moon on October the 18th. And then that's where the audience can really see how this prayer came about, and that we have already on October 21st every day, saying a particular prayer for 10 times a day on the hour. Okay,
thank you.
I just want to go forth. It says, brothers and sisters of California, America, and the world community, it is time to pray fast and get along with one another. This impact on the Pacific Ocean affects all of us. It is said that if the life forms in the ocean perish, so will mankind. The ocean took birth on Mother Earth before mankind. It is the original life form of Mother Earth. All creatures inside the womb of the Mother Ocean are our relations. Let us get back to our relations and recognize what we have done in the past and start sincerely forgiving one another and seeing our brothers and sisters as family and ask forgiveness for any abuse that was put upon the creatures inside the ocean by the people of the earth. Hate breeds hate. Wrong action breeds wrong actions. Destructive thinking breeds destructive thinking. False judgment breeds false judgment. Disharmony breeds disharmony. Sickness breeds sickness. Negativity breeds negativity. Immorality breeds immorality. Selfishness breeds selfishness. Beastly nature breeds beastly nature. Don't hate, be love. Don't do wrong actions, be righteous. Don't be destructive, be constructive. Don't have false judgment. God is the judge. Don't create disharmony, be harmony. Don't cause sickness, be well. Don't send negativity, be positive. Don't be immoral, be moral. Don't be selfish, be selfless. Don't be beastly, be divine. Join with all people at this time in prayer, and let us pray and meditate daily, 10 times a day. And the prayer goes like this. Dear God, may we be forgiven for all the wrong we have done to the Pacific Ocean and the creatures inside. Grant us the wisdom and knowledge to stop the leaking of the radioactivity and for the healing of the massive destruction that has been taken place by unrighteous actions. May the Mother Ocean and her relations be healed. Peace, peace, peace. Be still and know that there is a God. Let us properly take care of the Mother Earth needs at this time and plant the seeds of love, compassion, harmony, unity, and respect towards all creatures, human beings, and the Mother Earth. Kindly make the prayer from your heart. Join all with all people daily from 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 p.m., 1 p.m., 2 p.m., and 3 p.m. on the hour. Fasting begins for 99 days, started October 21st. We're going all the way through January 27, 2014. Fast daily. Stop eating something that satisfies your desires like junk food, coffee, candy, cookies. No drinking alcohol or sodas, no smoking, less sex, and sacrifice one meal a day. Fasting is your sacred offering for all those creatures that are sick and have lost their lives due to mankind's lack of love and wisdom. We are all the children of this Mother Earth. Let us not forget this. As we thank it and do it, so will our world be. It has been called for 444 people at this time to sacrifice and make these prayers on the hour, as well as making a daily fasting on what was given. 444 people times 100,000 equals 44,400,000. 444 people participating will increase the holy vibration by 100,000, which will magnify into 44,400,000 blessings for world peace and for the grace of God to come through. So be one of the 444 people today. Give back to the Mother Ocean and all of its relation. It is time now. Don't delay. Our Mother Ocean needs our prayers and fasting today. In God's holy name, may our offering be received and accepted.
Ashe, Ashe.
And we say peace, blessings unto you, and we ask that you share this with love. And if you are participating, please email us at ewoec@earthlink.net. ewoec@earthlink.net. All people, all religions, all castes, all creeds are welcome to come and be part of this prayer with us for Mother Ocean, for all of her relations. And we say love to each and every one of you. Peace, peace, and peace.
Thank you, Mataji. And for all of those who may be listening at this broadcast or as it continues to play out this week, if you question at all how our prayers can make a difference, I wanted to share with you that, you know, we hear our wisdom teachers and carriers for generations back saying to us that if you want to heal the world, you heal yourself. And as that powerful prayer and message was released, there are key words in that guide us to our own inner healing so that the world around us can reflect that level of healing. And Mataji, I just want to reiterate a couple of words. Forgiveness. Forgiveness for all that we've done. So often we spend so much time carrying hate or anger towards others and ourselves, and it's like the nuclear energy seeping and releasing inside of us, if you were to make that sort of that metaphorical connection. And the only way we can heal that is to take that on ourselves and to see a new vision of who we are, see a new vision of all of our relations and understanding that love is truly the only energy that carries us forward. Mataji in her message mentioned wisdom and knowledge to undo what we've done. In order to move forward, it's so important for us to allow that wisdom and knowledge that's been passed down to us from our ancestors and from our angels and guides to help us let go, recognize that whatever it is that needs to be changed, and let it go so that we can be about the healing. And that was the next point, healing. And the connection to healing and all of our relations. I thought that was so powerful, Mataji, as we talk about that metaphorical relation to the nuclear waste seeping into the Atlantic Ocean. And for us, the key to all things is healing and understanding that we are all one, that we are all related. So whatever I do to myself, I do to others. Whatever happens in the world out there is happening to all of life. And then you said, peace, be still. Once we understand that there is no separation, we are all mutually connected. Our quality of life is connected to every person in this world, every form of life, then it's time for us to be still and know that there is a force out there, God, Source, Allah, Buddha, by whatever name you call this source, that if we align with that divine power, that's the power that can transcend and transform all things. And we have a responsibility to be caretakers of Mother Earth, because without her, we wouldn't be here. I have a friend, Tom, and he always says, you know, if you have the earth and then you have people on the earth and something happens and wipes out the people, what happens to the earth? Because the earth is going to be here. He says, but if you have the people and the earth and somebody wipes out the earth, then what happens? There's no earth, there's no life, period. So we have a responsibility to be caretakers of our earth mother. And then sending love and compassion throughout the world and speaking that in the harmony, our understanding of unity and protection for all people from those weaknesses within any of us, so that we step outside of our beastly nature and step into that compassionate nature. And it's possible that as we clean ourselves up, we clean the world up because we make conscious choices. And so, Mataji, I just wanted to reiterate that, because so often I hear people say to me, well, how are you going to change the world? You know, you're just an individual. And so I just wanted to say that and allow you to have an opportunity to speak to that as well.
First of all, we all come from God, and we go back to God. As we walk on this earth, we must live in God. So we recognize the oneness with this Pacific Ocean, with the tree that's in your yard. Recognize the oneness with the bird that's flying high, or the dog that is barking next door. They are not separate from you. The moment you make your family or the trees or the water separate from you, you continue to be in a state of duality, of separatism. Is it not the water come from the faucet? It comes from some of the reservoirs. It comes from the rivers or the lake. But also, does not the ocean help fill those lakes and those rivers and reservoirs? If the ocean is represented as God, and you are the wave that comes up every now and then merge back into the ocean, then when you merge back into the ocean, you are one with God. But as time goes on, the human beings come out like a wave, and they only see themselves as individual, like a little wave. And God is all the time there. He is that ocean. And then when you go, when the wave go back into the ocean, and then it says, ah, there is God. So in the daily life, if we pray and we meditate and sit with those divine thoughts of peace, 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 be still and know that I am God, then you will resonate. You will be in the holy vibration of God within yourself and be able to see God throughout this whole creation. And you will not see yourself separate, but you will see the oneness thereof. And then you can be able to generate through your love and devotion and compassion, and with the knowledge and asking God for the wisdom in your daily life to help you to be able to what? To know that we all are related. We all are related. We all are relatives of each other, all the way down to the little plant kingdom, down to the little mustard seed. You two-leggers, you are hungry? That mustard seed, one mustard seed can cause a great mustard plant to come forth. And you eat that mustard like it's, to you, it's just food. But while you appreciate it for that mustard seed that first was planted, then it grew in the Mother Earth. You see, when you have compassion for all creatures, for all beings, you will recognize that that one mustard seed is very important, just like you. It needed the life force of the presence of God so it can grow inside the Mother Earth. You need the life force of the presence of God inside you so you can grow from a baby to an adult. So we must not be selfish in the life. We must become more selfless human beings with more love and consideration, not only for our own personal needs, but also the needs of others, which goes beyond the two-legged people. It also goes to the Mother Earth and all the waters upon the earth and all the creatures that live in the ocean. People think that the fishes are just food to eat. But the two fish that came up, they were the ancient ones that takes care of what's needed at the bottom of the ocean, 19 feet long. A great mother had 1,000 baby fishes inside of her, a great grandmother. They call her a prehistoric animal. She's not prehistoric. She's still existing today. Everything has a purpose, from the fishes, the dolphins, the whales, the swordfishes, the sharks, the octopus. Everything has a purpose in this creation, and this is what humanity must awaken to and appreciate and give respect to. If we are true caretakers of this Mother Earth, then let us respect every creature that's here with us, every plant that's here with us, every tree that's here with us, every rock that's here with us. Because everything is of God. Peace, peace, peace be unto you all.
Thank you, Mataji. And I wanted to take the last couple of minutes that we have here. I want to share something with you from the activistpost.com. Ultimately, all of this nuclear radiation will outlive all of us by a very wide margin. They are saying that it could take up to 40 years to clean up the Fukushima disaster. And meanwhile, countless innocent people will develop cancer and other health problems as a result of exposure to high levels of nuclear radiation. We are talking about a nuclear disaster that is absolutely unprecedented, and it is constantly getting worse. Now here I'm going to read 7 of 28 signs. I only want to just read these 7 because I want us to understand that what is happening in the aftermath of Fukushima is real. Number 1, polar bears, seals, and walruses along the Alaska coastline are suffering from fur loss and open sores. And all of these are documented, so if you go to this source, you'll be able to read this for yourself. There is an epidemic of sea lion deaths along the California coastline. Along the Pacific coast of Canada and the Alaska coastline, the population of sockeye salmon is at a historic low. Something is causing fish along the west coast of Canada to bleed from their gills, bellies, and eyeballs. Number 5. A vast field of radioactive debris from Fukushima, approximately the size of California, has crossed the Pacific Ocean and is starting to collide with the West Coast. I'm going to stop there, but I wanted you to know that this is real, and it's only through our prayers and dedication to service to all of humanity, connecting with the divine source that resides in us, that we can connect with the energies that can transform all things. I'd like to remind us that we are the light. You've been listening to Peace Talk with Audrey Scott Williams on Now Time Radio with my special guest, Mata G, from the Eagle Wings of Enlightenment Center. We thank you for your time with us, and I'd like to remind you of who you are by playing a selection as we end our interview today.
Thank you.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were all meant to shine as children do. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same, as we are liberated from our own fear. Our presence automatically liberates others.